I cried for 2 hours in Reber Hall, my dorm room at UCLA, when my parents left me on my first day of college. Maybe it was an hour, but it felt like 2 hours. The day started out perfectly. We had set up my room. We went to go buy all of my books. We even took a tour of the campus. And yet, around 4 p.m., my parents looked at each other, and then they looked at me and said, "It's time to go." Which, of course, prompted me and then my mother to burst into tears. And if you don't already know a little bit about me, it wasn't as if my parents were dropping me off in the middle of the wilderness or even a few thousands of miles away, some kind of real distance that would warrant this exaggerated reaction of my parents crying and me groveling. You see, I'm from Orange County. My parents live less than an hour away, less than 60 miles away from the streets of Westwood. And yet here I was, terrified at the possibility of existing in a world without the security of my safety net. Because I knew that the minute that they left, there I would be. A person suddenly separated from everything she once knew. A person coming face to face with something missing and forced to create a new world, a new identity, a brand new me. And it wasn't only that the world of college was displayed before me. Suddenly, I was introduced to the world, being seen as a recreation of my former self. And as appealing as that might sound, I have to tell you it's also terrifying. Because when you separate from something, when you let go of a piece of what you once were, intentionally or not, you have to learn all over again what it is you need to hold on to, what it is that will help you survive, and what it is that will help you to move on. College is merely one example. We all separate from various moments, from places, from people, from stages in our lives, usually without asking for that division or loss. Whether it's taking your toddler to preschool for the first time, whether it is suddenly losing a dear friend, which so many of us felt this week, whether it is separating from an old job, transitioning from an old home to a new one, leaving one relationship and making new friendships. Whenever we shed the skin of a former piece of our lives, let's be honest, it can be painfully sad. It can be excruciatingly hard. And it can be dreadfully painful. But what I'm learning is that the creation of a human being does not occur in just one emotional or physiological step. Being born once is not enough. Rather, each one of us, we are recreated hundreds of thousands of times in our lives. Every time we separate from something else, we act as partners within our recreation. If we learn that recognizing the ability to let go, the letting go of a piece of our childhood, the letting go of that grudge that we so desperately want to hold on to, the letting go of the fear that we hold when we begin to age, The letting go of that piece of who we once were in that setting. It's then when we can start holding on to something new and create the person we are meant to be here and now. I don't believe that separating means forgetting. Separating does not mean bearing the hatchet or denying what once was. But separating can mean letting go. But letting go means learning from our past and being open and willing and awake to moving forward and discovering how to recreate a piece of ourselves. If you notice, there is one day in creation in which the Torah does not tell us, Vayar Elohim Ki Tov, that God saw all that he had created and it was good. The Midrash explains that on the second day of creation, God separated the lower waters from the upper waters. And all of a sudden, in the midst of that separation, in the dividing of the waters, well, the water began to cry. Right in the middle of creation, right in the middle of building this world, water began to weep because God decided that beginning starts in separation. And what happens next is a miracle. Out of that separation, out of that loss and pain that the water experienced, out of those tears came the creation of land, the creation of the sea. And it was then that God declared, "This is good." Out of hurt, there came love. Out of sadness, there came renewal. And out of separation, there came unity. My brilliant teacher from the seminary, Rabbi Judith Hauptmann, taught me that we look at weddings all wrong. So many of us see weddings as a creation of a new life for two people, which usually makes sense. But what Rabbi Hauptmann explained to me in class one day is that the union of two people is in essence a story of separation. Think about how the Sheva Brachot, the seven blessings that we recite under the chuppah, under the wedding canopy, transition from one to the next. Yes, we begin praising God for creating the world, but then the next blessing is interesting, because it's then that we begin to praise God for separating man from the dust of the earth and creating Adam, the first human being. And then we praise God for separating man from woman and creating partners for each human being. The essence of two people building a life with each other is learning how to separate from the worlds they once knew, letting go of a small piece of who they are, and figuring out how to hold on to each other and being open to creating together. The night before my wedding, I was filled with such emotion, excitement, anxiety, hope, and love. I knew that I was separating from one life. And although I was a bit tearful and sad over transitioning from one life to the next, I knew that it was out of this separation from my parents, from my childhood, from what I knew as home, would come a new life, a new step, a new us. If letting go means separating from one life and starting another, then I think holding on means knowing how to take a piece of our old world and using it to create a new. God created Adam out of the dust of the earth, and Eve, as we're told, was created out of Adam's rib, because we never let go entirely. Rather, we look at our past and we begin to move forward by holding on to what it is that will help us to reach the next stage of life. We begin to recreate when we let go of anger, when we let go of resentment, when we let go of ache, and when we let go of fear. And we begin to recreate when we choose to hold on to memories, to stories, to lessons, to jokes, to wisdom, to love. In order to grow, we must let go. But in order to live, we must hold on. And with just a little bit of both, perhaps it's then in which we will hear God's voice and know that Vayar Elohim Ki Tov, that God saw all that he had created. God saw all that had been let go and all that we hold on to. And God declared that it was good, that it was very good. Shabbat Shalom.